This is God Talk from Saffron Planet.
The case.
I think that's absolutely fine, but it's not what Jesus said.
Well,
it's not what Jesus said. He said, if somebody attacks you, offer your other, the other cheek. That's what he said. Okay, it's hard truth.
But then it comes a third time they attack you. They've had both your cheeks. What do you do then?
Exactly. You have to do what Jesus did himself. You know,
yes, but I'm not Jesus.
I know that.
And I wish
and we are flawed.
But I'm not. And I do not have... He's the perfect example.
Of course.
I'm an imperfect follower.
Of course. I agree with that. I'm wholly up for that. I'm not sure I could do... I'm not saying I would do that. I'm saying this is the gospel. This is the gospel. And we have to measure ourselves against the gospel.
We have to, but we cannot expect our own... We are not Jesus. Because we're not Jesus, we can't be as perfect as him.
But he
is the touchstone, and he's the perfect thing.
But he lives
in us when we accept him as our Lord, and we accept what he was and what he did.
And that's why the martyrs were the martyrs, because they allowed that to happen. They allowed their humanity, if you like, to be transformed by his grace.
That's
so they were able to offer the other cheek, not just offer
that's
the other
as
cheek,
a martyr.
But to offer
as
themselves.
A Christian, that's a different thing.
Yeah,
as a Christian,
absolutely.
You
they
can
were
be a
called
martyr,
for that.
Die
yeah.
for your.
You can't. You couldn't have expected Winston Churchill and the whole of England to say, "Let's all be martyrs," because Jesus wants us to be that. So evil would have won.
Look,
so
hold
you know.
A second. Hold on a second.
A martyr is someone who dies for their belief.
We believe in God, do we not? We believe in God the Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and of his son Jesus Christ. How can you possibly say that can be destroyed?
Well, it can't be.
Nothing can destroy it. It doesn't matter how many Hitlers
are. It doesn't happen because God has a plan.
It's not going to destroy us because God is God. He is the Alpha, as you said, he's the Alpha and Omega. He's not guns and things I'm not going to kill.
But that's what goes on between the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. The middle is a human fallen chaos. And free will.
And our choices there are towards light or towards dark.
That's right.
And I'm saying
and that's
the
choice. That's the battle we're all in.
The choice towards dark involves guns, money, ammunition, force.
That's what. But it also includes people firing those guns at you.
And the choice is about light and goodness and God, and it's a hard choice. It's one that we all have to make.
It's a physical battle and a spiritual battle, because all those battles ultimately are in the spirit world. We battle against spirits in high places, you know. So we're basically almost puppets down here, or the world is puppets of the battle that's going on in the heavens between angels of light and those that fell, that are demonic.
This is God Talk from Saffron Planet.